And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Far distant land of common sense, a place where we all once lived. You'll find the Conservative College with Professor Toto. It is here where the foundational principles of our great republic are still taught and true patriots are still educated in the hallowed halls of this school of hope. Just like the iconic puppy from The Wizard of Oz, who found great joy in pulling back the curtain on the lies of the wizard, so does Professor Toto. Grab your seats. And welcome to the Conservative College. Class begins now.
Welcome back to class, everybody. Good evening on this beautiful June the 30th, the last day of the month. And I'm so happy to tell you by a sovereign act of God that June is no longer Pride Month. It is now Life Month. Isn't that wonderful how Yahweh, God, took this month out of the hands of the enemy that attempted to steal it? And it is now Life Month. It will forever be known as the month when life was restored to untold millions of precious, innocent life. So welcome to Life Month. This is the last day of Life Month. And thank you for joining me in class tonight. Good evening. I am your humble, always humble, forever humble, neighborhood friendly, fluffy professor, Professor Toto, the connoisseur of common sense, the chef of truth gumbo. You are in my class now, and this is where all true red-blooded patriots are safe. Come on in, grab your beanbag, your Bible, your books. You're safe now. Many people don't even know you're here. I get letters from a lot of women that literally listen to me in their bathroom stall. They don't want the whole family to know that they're in class. Whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome. And may God bless you tonight for being here. It's going to be a marvelous class tonight. Marvelous. I'm going to try to endure this class. I'm at a point now since my surgery to where my swelling of that ear, you can see it much bigger than that one, like a monkey ear sitting there. It is getting so swollen from the surgery now that my hearing is pretty much gone again. But that's not a bad thing. That's normal. The ear is swelling closed. So I'm to the point now where I can't really hear myself too well. But we're going to give it our best shot tonight. And we look so forward to on July the 7th going back to the doctor and having all this gauze taken out of the side of my head. And oh, but anyway, we give God the glory. He is a wonderful God. Tonight, in the Conservative College, in the halls that are sacred to all patriots, we're going to talk about, number one, today's news. We've got a lot of news to go over to help explain to you what it means. But then, we will take about a 3-minute break after today's news, and then we will return with tonight's monologue. I'm going to start a series of monologues tonight entitled, What's Really Happening in America? And I promise you, if you will listen tonight to the monologue, you will look forward to everyone thereafter. Because the Father has given us special understanding as to what's really, really going on in America. And it's not conspiracy theories, and it's not right-wing graffiti on the walls of the world, but it's even deeper. It's more than knowledge. It is understanding. And with all of your getting, the Bible says, get understanding. All the knowledge in the world will drive you insane if you don't get understanding. So I encourage you tonight to stay and get ready for tonight's monologue. But oh my, today's news, let's talk about it. Man, I tell you, the things that's happening. Number one, America officially has two presidents, and neither one of those presidents live on Pennsylvania Avenue. Neither one of those presidents currently reside in the White House, but America now has two presidents, two men that are literally running half of the nation. One president is running half, and another president is running the other half. And no, those two men is not Biden and Trump, but rather Obama and Trump. And so tonight I want to prove to you that Donald Trump is ruling America still, not through the White House or the People's House, but he has ruled through the courthouse. He has a court that he put in place. The hands of God put them in place through him. And we received more wonderful news today from that Supreme Court. Tuesday night, I went through the whole list entitled Donald Trump's Best Week in Business, of all the great court rulings that has been a benefit to him and has been a testimony of the power that he has had over this nation. Today, two more rulings. And the first ruling is victory over the EPA and the climate change insanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, when he was running for office, all he fantasized about was climate change. And he promised what all he was going to do through the EPA to put a stranglehold on this economy and get you to buy his little green cars. Well, all that came crashing down today. And I promise you, his dinner did not go down too well tonight, because we have victory over the insanity of the Environmental Protection Agency. So we give glory to God and we thank him that, you know, the Democrats want to rule by regulations rather than by law. And you cannot do it that way. Now, I'm going to prove to you that you cannot do it that way. Because there's another ruling that came from the Supreme Court today that everyone is upset about. And I can understand why you would be upset. It has to do with the stay in Mexico policy. But before you get upset about it, I think, Professor Toto thinks, it's a win, not a loss. Allow me to explain why I believe it's a win. Number one, we never want this nation ruled by executive order, even from Donald Trump. We are a nation of laws, not executive orders. And stay in Mexico was an executive order. And today the Supreme Court said to the Congress, they did not rule on the merits of the case. Keep that in your mind. The Supreme Court did not rule against the merits of the case. They simply said that the executive order could no longer stand. And here's what they said without saying it, but trust me, their message was loud and clear. They were telling Congress, we're no longer going to be your cop out. You pass laws that will fix the problem on the border. So today, I believe it was a victory for the Republic, because now we are forced to go back to the Congress and for the Congress to make laws that work instead of executive orders. Now, before I continue with today's news, I want to shout out to my dear friend, Miss Linda Andreas, over in Madison County. She is a member of Toto's Army, and she decided to run for office and to be the county clerk in her county. And sure enough, Linda, against all odds, with the Rhino establishment all against her, Ms. Linda Andreas won her primary, and we are so proud of Linda. God bless you, Linda. We send her some TAPS money, and we're going to be there to help her win in November. She'll be getting a lot more TAPS money, probably in October, because that's when our next TAPS meeting will be, at Toto's Retreat, October the 5th through the 9th. If you are there, then you will be voting on how to get rid of this $250,000 that we have raised this year. And so I'm so excited about Toto's Retreat, October the 5th through the 9th. This will also be our Feast of Tabernacles camp meeting at nighttime, and then political during the day. Have you registered yet? Have you not registered? This is like the event of the year. It's the event where everyone comes and camps out at the most beautiful state park in Alabama, one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever seen. We were there last year. 1,200 of us came. We're looking forward to seeing you there this year, free of charge. Did I say it loud enough? Free of charge. If you want to come, There's no registration fee whatsoever. Oh, you've got to get there. Go register right now at todosretreat.com. Todosretreat.com. T-O-T-O-S retreat.com. Now, folks, I've got to show you something now. This is going to really, 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 really open up your eyes as to the state we are in here in the United States of America. I want you to watch this video clip and just watch real close.
When I returned to the White House, I walked upstairs towards the Chief of Staff's office, and I noticed Mr. Renato lingering outside of the office. Once we had made eye contact, he quickly waved me to go into his office, which was just across the hall from mine. When I went in, he shut the door, and I noticed Bobby Engel, who is the head of Mr. Trump's security detail, sitting in a chair, just looking somewhat discombobulated and a little lost. I looked at Tony, and he had said, "Did you effing hear what happened in the Beast?" Tony proceeded to tell me that, so once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol, and when Bobby had relayed to him, "We're not, we don't have the assets to do it, it's not secure, we're going back to the West Wing," the president had very strong, a very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
That's some of the best acting. I'm telling you, she's going to get a Toto Award for acting. I've never seen such great acting. Let me get this straight. Hold on. I just need to clarify a few things, because here we've got a picture of Rocky Balboa, literally Rocky Balboa. Now, this is how the news wants us to see Donald Trump now, as Rocky Balboa, you know, going for the clavicle, going for the throat, going for, I mean, this man is powerful. The funny thing about it is, how many remember when just a few months ago or years ago now, whenever, they were presenting Donald Trump instead of Rocky, he was rickety. What?
Questions about Trump's health as he defends his walk down a ramp and his drink from a cup.
He's dragging his leg. He's struggling to walk on a ramp. He's struggling to drink a glass of water.
You see the video of him walking down that ramp at West Point, really slowly, really haltingly kind of. And then you also saw the video of him seeming to have difficulty lifting a glass of water. And I'm not making light of this. You know, these are issues to be concerned about.
How much weight have you suggested the president lose?
Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
Cholesterol over 220. Do you hope to get it under 200?
Are you ruling out things like early onset Alzheimer's? Are you looking at dementia-like symptoms?
Did he need to be sedated at all? Or
he does have heart disease, is that what you said?
The 25th Amendment. A lot of people in the country have been talking about it. Do you believe he is fit for duty?
Sometimes it sounds like he has the sniffles when he's talking.
Do you have a life expectancy range for him based on his results? Is he limited to one strip of ice cream now?
Is there anything you're keeping from us for privacy reasons?
Are you confident of his prostate health?
I think a waist measurement for the president. His weight, I think he's at 239, right? I think it's just shy of obesity.
It's recommended that most baby boomers get screened for hepatitis C. Did you do a hep C test, or has he had one previously?
Stroke concerns? Excuse me? You just said there were stroke concerns as well?
No. What about potential diabetic changes as a result?
result of his weight.
When the president has colonoscopy at the next physical, will he be sedated?
Does this president ask you about how he could follow his predecessor's example to be as fit as Barack Obama was?
From dementia? Da-da-da! Yeah, this is, oh man, I tell you, he went, evidently President Trump, had, after he left the White House, has been taking some Richard Simmons dancing to the oldies classes, because now he's able to literally get in the beach, which by the way, he wasn't even in, and he's able to climb all the way to the front, and he's able to do all of these things, and he's able to wrestle down the Secret Service, and then when the Secret Service grabs his hand, pushes him back, the leader of the free world, then he reaches over to the clavicle and But a few weeks ago, or months ago, whenever, he couldn't even walk down a ramp. He's had a miracle. He went to a Benny Hinn meeting. He got a miracle. Oh, my. I tell you. And what's so sad about it is look how these idiots believed it.
I don't think there's been testimony like this that is kind of jaw-dropping in a way.
I must say, watching this, a couple of things. First of all, it's devastating testimony.
Details.
She gave the picture of a mad king. He is a criminal and a seditious president of the United States.
That I found her testimony 100% credible. She would have no reason to make any of that up.
At a minimum, this is the leader of the free world, and he is clearly unhinged.
Abraham Lincoln did not throw food against the wall in the White House. And no, Franklin Roosevelt never lunged at one of his Secret Service agents.
He tried to strangle his Secret Service agent. If someone had told you that 15 minutes before this hearing started, you would have said, you know, you'd watched too many movies. I mean, the scene is so much worse and so much crazier than any of us thought.
Never before in American history have we ever seen testimony, credible testimony, this shocking.
That we are in debt to Cassidy Hutchinson. I think America and democracy is in debt to this young woman.
She was a great witness. She was absolutely precise. She connected the dots more than anybody has.
This is an historic day. Our descendants are going to ask us what we know about Cassidy Hutchinson. That's a name that they will know. They're going to ask it, us what this was like to watch this and to listen to this, because this is a day that is going to loom very large in American history.
Okay, so Hutchinson, I'm sorry, lies. Number one, she's a liar. She is a total liar. She's just like Satan. She mixes enough truth in there to make the lie seem believable. But these idiots did not even wait 1 hour. They couldn't even give it an hour to even verify if any of this was true. Because if they would have just given it 1 hour, they wouldn't have been humiliated by this.
I was close to the Secret Service, just told me to expect that the Secret Service will push back against any allegation of an assault against an agent or President Trump reaching for the steering wheel.
So no, President Trump never reached for the clavicle. Clavicle, never. There was never any clavicalization going on. She lied under oath, and that needs consequences. Little witch, standing there lying on the president of the United States of America, the only legitimate one, and you're sitting there lying through your teeth because you are a witch. You're a rebellious Jezebel with your little lazy spirit standing there, and you look like you're a walking zombie. You lied. You lied. You lied. You lied. We know you lied. You know you lied. You're a liar. There's got to come a time when these lies have consequences. The Secret Service man is ready to put his hand on the Bible, raise his right hand, and call her a liar. I can't wait to see if they let him do it. Because January the 6th, Let me tell you why Professor Toto was so happy to hear about this brawl in the Beast with Donald Trump fighting the Secret Service of the United States of America. The truth is, I loved this hearing with Chastity Smollett, Hutchinson. I loved it. And I'm going to tell you why I loved it. Because I had had a major problem. I had had this problem since January the 6th. Something I didn't understand. Something that bothered me. Something that troubled me. Because I was standing there when I heard these words.
It is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
I was standing there and I heard those words. I'm going to go with you. However, when I got to the Capitol, I didn't see our president like he promised. And that always stuck in the back of my head. It really bothered me. I was like, you said you were going to march with us, and yet you didn't. And I got my answer from this liar when she told that this man so desperately wanted to be with the people, with his people, that yes, he got angry with his own Secret Service. No, he never almost reached the clavicle. You know, I'm going to start calling Donald Trump the king of almost. If you'll notice all through his presidency, it's almost, he almost reached the clavicle. They almost got him on the third impeachment. He was almost impeached. He was almost in collusion with Russia. Mueller almost got him. He was almost brought down by Stormy Daniels and her hustling lawyer. He almost did this. He almost charged up the Capitol steps. He was almost in contempt of court with Letitia James. But good news, they've dropped that this week. He's no longer in contempt of court, but he almost was. The leader of this armed insurrection could not even get up the hill to Capitol Hill. They don't care about the truth. They love the lies. They don't care about the truth. They love the lies. The video I just showed you is the truth. Let's go and cheer on our senators that are taking a stand. That's what he said. They don't want the truth. They don't love the truth. They love these kind of lies.
Reports that police in Washington, D.C. had arrested several people with firearms or ammunition following a separate pro-Trump rally in Freedom Plaza on the evening of January 5th. Are those some of the reports that you recall hearing about?
They are.
Of course, the world now knows that the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th had many different types of weapons. They had weapons and other items that were confiscated. Pepper spray, knives, brass knuckles, tasers, body armor, gas masks, batons, blunt weapons. And those were just from the people who chose to go through the security for the president's event on the Ellipse, not the several thousand members of the crowd who refused to go through the mags and watched from the lawn near the Washington Monument. The Select Committee has learned about reports from outside the magnetometers, and has obtained police radio transmissions identifying individuals with firearms, including AR-15s, near the Ellipse on the morning of January 6th.
Lies, 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 more lies. Not one person has been charged with a semi-automatic rifle being at that event. Not one. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I know a God that sits high and looks low. These lies are going to be revealed. They've been revealed all week long in the Supreme Court. Truth is marching on. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. Oh, I'm sorry. My wife just jumped on me for singing. I'm sorry. Oh, I was too loud. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. Y'all, I got them eyes put on me just then. I forgot I'm not supposed to be singing. I'm so sorry. Hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you a video real quick that I just absolutely loved. Let's take a few minutes and let's play a game, and let's call that game How to Call Out a Rhino. And I can't think of anyone else that's any better at it than this lady in Arizona that is running for governor, Carrie Lake. Y'all got to see this. She's having a debate with the other people running for governor. And one of those people is a rhino. And watch how she calls that rhino out. Y'all got to watch this. Watch this. Just watch.
And we're going to move on. This would be a beauty here.
Yeah.
Carrie, we'll start with you. You've called Joe Biden an illegitimate president. What does that mean?
He lost the election and he shouldn't be in the White House. We had a corrupt election. I'd actually like to ask everybody on this stage if they would agree we had a corrupt, stolen election. Raise your hand. Did we have a simple question? I'm not going to play your stunt. Well, let me finish answering then.
Is everyone raising their hands? I want to know why you think that the election was either rigged, stolen, or whatever the phrase might be.
It was corrupt and stolen.
Corrupt and stolen, whatever.
I've looked at the evidence. We did a forensic audit.
Why have you looked at the evidence and the courts?
Turn it over to the authorities.
We haven't had a chance to look at the evidence. Because they haven't found sustainable and substantive evidence.
And turn it in. You should turn it in. We have evidence. I know you don't believe that our election was stolen, Karen. I believe our election was absolutely not fair. There's a reason that the people who want to... And I'll tell you why. There's a reason that the people who want to see election integrity are endorsing me. I've just got the endorsement of Dinesh D'Souza. I've got the endorsement of all the America First people.
And I mean only gubernatorial
She found her a rhino, y'all. She went rhino hunting and found her one. Oh, I mean, she showed, Lord have mercy, my, 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 my. Whenever I get back in 1 minute, I'm going to need your undivided attention. Your spiritual ears. I'm coming back and I'm going to bring you a little bit of Professor Toto, but I got to mix in a little Pastor Vaughn. And we're going to begin a series entitled What's Really Happening to America. If you miss your land of apple pie and ice cream, we're neighbors, we're kind to one another. If you miss that world, if you miss that world of safety and security, stay with me. I'm coming back to tell you what's really happening in the United States of America and what you can do to turn it around. It's going to be an amazing series. By the way, if you're watching right now and you love the Word of God, did you know that every Saturday morning at 10 Central, hundreds of people gather together on a Zoom call where I teach them the Word of God live and they're able to ask me questions? Would you like to be part of that? Look in our description box and join our Telegram group. That's where we put the link every Friday night for our Saturday morning, our Sabbath morning Bible study. We'd sure love for you to join with us. I'm coming right back. Please listen to our sponsors, support our work, and get ready to study with me on the other side of this real quick break.
Considered when you spend your money at these mega corporations where it's going? Are you aware that your hard-earned money is being used to support political corruption, which leads to poor federal leadership, hurting our economy, contributing to the overall detriment of our society? This is heavy stuff to think about, I know, but it's time we fought back. Introducing Professor Toto's The Patriot Spine Club. Here, we are a club that gives you the power to invest in companies that uphold patriotic and conservative values your family can respect. Rather than spending your money with these major corporations, we've partnered with a direct consumer company that offers over 400 high-quality, sustainable, and effective products that can be delivered fast directly to your front door. So many patriots across America has joined us in this walk-away movement. Now it's your turn. Go to www.byebyewalmart.com to join Professor Toto's The Patriots Buying Club today.
It's a question that people are asking across the world. It's a question that is falling off of the lips of humanity from every nation on this planet. And that question is simply this: what has happened to the United States of America? In just a few short years, the wealthiest, most powerful, most influential single nation in human history has become dangerously radicalized, divided, and sadly, weak. It has rapidly fallen, our great nation, into political dysfunction, social division, economic woe, judicial and legislative compromise, and catastrophic moral failure. Yes, the very nation that Abraham Lincoln once called the last best hope of planet Earth. However, he followed that up by saying, one day when she loses her religion and her morality, she will die by suicide. Why? That's the question. Tonight I want to answer for every patriot that knows there's a problem, but they don't know why. I'm going to take you out of the rabbit holes tonight. I want to help you stop chasing every podcaster that wants to bring you down this trail and that trail. I'm going to bring you under all the rabbit holes, and I'm going to bring you to the deepest hole that is feeding all the rabbit holes. I'm going to bring you to the very pits of hell where this attack is coming from. Why is the nation, with every historic, geographical, cultural, economic, and military advantage, destroying herself? Why? This nation that you and I love so much is literally committing suicide, as Abraham Lincoln prophesied, at the hands of certain, not at the hands of the nation, but at the hands of certain powerful people in government and society. These people are intentionally sabotaging this special nation from the inside. This attack is not from without. No enemy can defeat us. But these radical elites have rapidly and fundamentally transformed the following. American politics is nothing. Let me ask all of you a question. Is American politics anything like it was in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s? Any of your lifetimes, did you ever see American politics radicalized the way it is today? What is your answer? If your answer is no, then we must present this question. Why? What has happened? They've changed American politics. They've changed diplomacy. They've changed policing. The way we police is different. They've changed morality. They've changed sex. They've changed institutions, tradition, culture. And that's why the collapse of America is so shocking, so historic, and so excruciating. The nation is being attacked by within from her leaders. We are not being attacked by Russia or Ukraine or China or Iran. No, they want you to look out there at those boogeymen, because the facts, America is being hijacked from within by our own leaders. And as we crumble, the world is becoming prey to autocratic states like Russia, China, and Iran. The Word of God prophesies what is now happening in America. I want you to write that down and not forget it. The Word of God, I'm going to prove to you tonight, prophesies what we're going through in America right now. Many people have been led to believe that there's no mention of the United States in the Bible. Nothing could be further from the truth. There is a specific prophecy, and I'm going to be dealing with this prophecy over the next few weeks in my monologue. There is a specific prophecy that describes what we're going through right now with two words. Bitter affliction. Bitter affliction. However, this same prophecy also prophesies that God will save America from this affliction in a very specific way through a very specific man. Tonight, I will not be able to get into the prophecy. That'll be next Tuesday night. But mark this down. America is going to survive. God has a plan, and that plan involves you, the intercessor. You, the little nobody that he's raised up in the last year and a half. Those of you that were asleep in your echelon and your fantasy, God has awakened you for this moment in America. America is crumbling, but I tell you tonight that America has a hope, and that hope is in the Word of God, and I'm going to show you tonight why you must get out of the rabbit holes. You must quit chasing every report, everything that's distracting you from the truth. The truth you're going to learn tonight and in the next few lessons about what's really happening to America. And you must understand these truths. God raised up my voice 2 years ago to call you, Toto's army, which is really the Lord's army, to call you to an understanding. You don't need to be called to another rally. You don't need to be called to another podcast. You need to understand your role in what God is calling you to do. As you understand these truths, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. A little dizzy, bear with me, head spinning, hold on, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The door's fixing to open, watch. Hallelujah. Amen. Understanding these truths will supply perspective, invaluable perspective amid the storms that's battling America. When you see the cause, and you're going to learn that cause, some of it tonight. When you see the cause, then you can discern the real solutions. And then you can have genuine hope in America's future. You can't have hope in America's court. If you can't have hope in America's Congress, and if you can't have hope in America's White House, then have hope in America's destiny and what God has to say about America. Now I want to begin showing you where it all began. I want to show you tonight and in the next few classes the very man that Satan has raised up to destroy America. And I'm going to show you the other man that Yahweh has raised up to stop the plans of Satan. It's really that simple. For all of you that's on the Ron DeSantis train, you've missed it. You don't even know what's going on. For those of you that's looking for someone else, you're getting on the wrong train. God raised up a man to counter another man. And no, that man is not Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Again, America has two presidents, Barack Obama and Donald John Trump. In the year 2012, there was a book written by Michael Hastings. The name of that book was The Sublime and Terrifying Inside Story of Obama's Final Campaign. In this book, Mr. Hastings describes something that's very alarming about Barack Obama. He describes the captivating effect. Notice that word I just used, captivating effect, that Barack Obama had specifically on the media of America, the journalists that covered him during his presidency. I'm going to show you a quick little video. I want you to listen intently. I want you to hear what the media has to say about Barack Hussein Obama. Listen closely.
But that's the presence of Obama, even on the press corps, even on the people who follow him every day. When they're near him, they lose their mind sometimes. You know, they start behaving in ways that are juvenile and amateurish, and they swoon.
And of course you don't.
Oh, I do. No, I did. Oh, I totally. Oh, man. I first met President Obama in 2006 when he was a senator. He was in Baghdad. I was the correspondent there.
You mentioned that.
I mentioned
before.
That, yeah. And of course, I got to ask my question. So of course, I'd say, well, you know, Mr. President, this is the second time I met you. And did I ask the hardball question? Did I ask about drones? Did I ask about civil liberties? No, I did not. I guess I'm not at liberty to say what I asked about, but it was soft.
Typical. Thank you for the admission.
Notice what he said at the end. Thank you for the admission. Here we see a video of the media admitting to the world that they swooned over Obama. Like high school girls. They were in love with the captivating presence of Obama. This reporter said, I've never seen anything like it. He said when he walked in the room, all the questions we were going to ask him just disappeared like butterflies. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen anything like it either in American politics. from the middle of nowhere, or should I say from the depths of hell, Satan raised up his man to destroy America. From the middle of nowhere comes this senator that's never even led a Boy Scout group. And this image that caused the strongest media in the world to crumble at his feet by their own admission. Did you hear that video? He said, we were not able to ask him questions. That was his word. We were not able to hold him to account. This is a damning indictment against our media. These journalists have a critical responsibility to find the truth. But with Mr. Obama, they instead routinely gave him fawning coverage. They were bewitched by Satan's man. To this day, many journalists accept and promote what Barack Obama says, even when it's proven false. And notice that Mr. Hastings himself, you just listened to him, admitted he got caught up in that behavior. He described an opportunity that he had to interview Obama. And here's what he said. Did I ask the hardball questions? No, I did not, he admitted with a smile. Instead, he said, I asked soft questions. Bashir asked him, did you swoon around Obama? I do, Hastings said. I totally do. And Bashir said, well, thank you for the confession. I want you to think deeply. If any of you watching me right now are more than patriots, if you are spirit-filled patriots, I need you to hear what the word Yahweh has put in my mouth for America. America, you're going to survive. Because anytime Satan makes a move, Yahweh makes two, because he saw Satan's move. Oh, I wish I could preach this thing now. He saw Satan's move before he made it, and that's why in 2014, Yahweh spoke through the mouth of a prophet and said the next president of the United States will be a man named Donald. I'm raising him up to counter the plans of the enemy. The plans of the enemy was Barack Obama. And now this is Barack Obama's third term. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump did not defeat Hillary Clinton. He defeated Barack Obama. I want you to think deeply about this revelation from Mr. Hastings. It is powerful evidence of the core problem afflicting America. A problem that has since grown significantly worse. Because the media swooned over President Obama, he was never held accountable. And because of that, he was able to amass enormous power to do virtually whatever he wanted to do. The media was not willing to challenge Barack Obama. As a matter of fact, days before the election, Tom Brokaw and Charlie Rose admitted that the press never did vet the candidate, Barack Obama. But have no fear. Professor Toto has vetted him. And over the next few shows, I'm going to show you things that's going to cause your toes to curl. Of what the enemy brought into this nation, and yet what Yahweh is planning to do in response to it. Brokaw admits that they failed to conduct a rigorous evaluation of this man. They gave him a pass and ignored deeply concerning evidence of his radical roots. He was brought to power by the same woman that brought Ellen DeGeneres to the fore. He was brought to power by the same woman that declares there are many paths to God and no one religion has the answer. On election night in 2008, MSNBC's Chris Matthews said, listen, I just want you to listen, beloved. Chris Matthews says in 08, the feeling that most people get when they hear Barack Obama speak, he said, I felt this thrill going up my leg. That's what happens when the press becomes spellbound. What could be more dangerous than a spellbound media? You saw when the spell was broken, didn't you? When Trump won the election and they went to war with him. Why? I'm going to explain it. Give me just a few more minutes before you go to bed tonight. What could be more dangerous without a free and a truthful media? A republic cannot survive. Because the journalists swooned, because they avoided the difficult questions, because they made a hero out of Barack Obama. This man took the highest office in the land 3 times now. How did he do it? Because there's a dangerous, demonic spirit that has been released upon America for such a time as this. There is a powerful spiritual force working behind this behavior. And in the years since then, it's only gotten worse. Satan is influencing American politics. The problem is no longer George Soros or the cabal or BlackRock or Vanguard. That's not our problem. But as long as that's all your carnal patriot mind can see, as long as you're not willing to have a leader that will teach you what's really going on. It's easy to attack BlackRock and Vanguard and George Soros. But in this hour, Yahweh is raising up a people that's not looking at Vanguard. They're not looking at X22. They're not looking to Phil or anybody else. They're looking to the God of heaven that's got an answer. They're praying in the spirit for the salvation of America. The answer for America lies with you, the believing patriot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My head's swimming. Give me one moment, everybody. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Calls Satan the god of this world. What does that mean? What does that mean? Satan is the god of this world. To say that he is the world's god means that he rules the world and that people in this world worship him as God. And Revelations 12 and 9, it says that Satan has deceived the whole world. Would you please think about that for me? What does that mean? Satan has deceived the whole world. But how does he do it? The same way that God reaches the world. God's always used a man, and Satan must use a man. There are two presidents in America, Obama and Trump, and the heat is on. The battle is on, and this is what you must see, is behind the curtain what's really going on. His deception is affecting the world's education, religion, politics, science. Ephesians 2 and 2 calls Satan the prince of the power of the media. Did you know your Bible calls Satan the prince of the power of the media? Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can I get a little drink, baby? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do it Baptist style. Ephesians 2 and 2 calls Satan the prince of the power of the media. The word media is short for medium. And where do we get our airwaves? The air flows through our mediums. We send our voices through the airwaves. Satan controls the atmosphere. He controls the air. And that in the air and in the atmosphere is how he gets to people's emotions. Where do you think all these riots come from? They don't come from the inventions of men texting one another. No, there is a spirit that riles lawlessness up in our land. It controls people's moods and their attitudes. Have you ever said, you know, there's just something in the air? Satan controls that air, and he voices what he's saying through the medium that goes through the air, that reaches you and affects you and angers you. When people get into a negative or a bad attitude, he works on those people even more. He has power to influence those wrong emotions. He has deceived the whole world through them. But why now? Why is he so angry right now? After all, why wasn't he this angry in the 1970s, the 1960s? The 18th century. Why now? It's very simple. Revelation 12 and 2 will tell you why. Because he knows his time is short. We're almost to the end of the sixth day. He knows that. He is running out of time to destroy humanity. But to destroy humanity, he must first destroy America. And that's where it gets real interesting. Why destroy America? Why is he so concerned about America? Because America has been the world's most powerful country for the last century. We took over leadership from Great Britain. At one time, Great Britain was the greatest empire in the history of the world for a century before America took over. These two powers have occupied an utterly unique place in history. We have possessed unparalleled wealth and influence, using it in a way that benefited billions of people. Now, we sometimes like to take credit for our success, but the truth is that Yahweh gave us these blessings. Do you know why? Not because we did anything good. Oh, no. We received these blessings because God promised these blessings to our people millenniums ago in the Holy Bible. The history of these nations, Great Britain and the United States, traced directly back to the pages of your Bible. If you would like more information on that, you can go to fhtv.tv and search for the British throne. And there's three parts there where I teach you on this great truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why it's so important that you understand that the descendants of Israel today is Great Britain and the United States of America. And Satan has always hated Israel. He's always hated the people of God. And therefore, when God gave us blessings through Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and he prophesied our power and our prosperity, he also warned throughout the Bible that he would remove these blessings if we rebelled against him. And we have enjoyed those blessings but we have been in rebellion. And now we are experiencing the bitter affliction in America. We can't even trust our elections anymore. That was never the case in days gone by. Yahweh has removed his protection. What was his protection? Donald Trump. Yahweh placed Donald Trump in that office to bring these Supreme Court justices and put them in place to protect America. America has one more chance. One more chance. And his name is Donald Trump. God raised him up. And you hear me and hear me well. In this battle between Obama and Trump, when God brings him back, I believe with all my heart, and I'm going to read you the prophecy Tuesday night from the Bible, not from Kim Clement or Robin Bullock or anybody else. I'm going to bring it straight from the mouth of Yahweh. And I'm going to show you the hope of America. America first. I'm going to show you why God's called you to stand behind a man that you don't even understand at times. It's a divine encounter. You've been invited to be part of it. And when he comes back to serve for 4 years, I believe he will anoint under him the man that will carry his mantle for two more terms after his 4 years, giving us a chance to turn this nation around. We don't need 4 more years. We need a decade of godly rule to preserve America for these last days that she has been called into. This coming Monday is 4th of July. I pray that every one of you enjoy your families, your friends, your loved ones. And thank you all tonight for being in class. God bless you, Regina Clark and George Alex and Margaret Rose and Edward Fry, Sister Agatha, Maxine Priest, Amy Sexton Ferguson. God bless you. Teresa Geschwinder, God bless you. Carolyn Dobby Hayden Klein, Yahweh bless you. Tamara Marquez, Margaret Rose, Lovinger, Brenda Ray, for all of you that have sent me such wonderful get well cards in the mail, I want to thank you from the very bottom of my heart. They have meant so much to me. We're so very grateful for all your love and all your support. And let me reach over here to Rumble and say hello to Tin Girl and Susan and April and Gridge and T. Lucko and Kathleen and Shelly Rose and Risings and Kager 13, Buddy Weiser, Alcee and David. And for over 3,000 of you watching on Roku tonight, I greet you. And I pray that tonight you have heard the truth, because more truth is on the way. I'll be back next Tuesday night with more of what's really happening in America. Until then, may God bless you, and may he bless these United States of America. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
'Cause this flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Down, I love this man.
God bless.
Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,